I love the song.
It's a great one.
Pepe, when did you think of pulling this one? And who told you to play it?
I don't know. I just woke up and I had a feeling, man. I really didn't know. RJ called me out for my stupidity. Said, if you were smart, you would pull this, Peyton. I was like, you know what? That's my cue. That's my cue in the group message to pull it.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I walked in this morning, Peyton said, your key card worked. Didn't get the Deshaun Watson at the in the parking garage or walking into the building.
The Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams?
It was the Jets.
Deshaun Watson was locked out for another reason.
I was thinking Deshaun Jackson. No, Jamal Adams. My bad. I did not get the Jamal Adams key card treatment. Good morning, Metroplex. Today is the hump day edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We are live on DFW Sports Station. We got Pepe and Caitlin in the back firing up the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I think we officially have our first cold morning in DFW, which I thought was very indicative and symbolic of our now apparent frigid relationship with the owner and general manager of America's team.
Yeah.
This is a legit cold one today.
It's a cold one. I hate it. I hate cold weather. I like nice weather, right? I like to be able to wear.
The high is 69 today.
Nice. I like to be able to wear shorts and not sweat. Right? That is my absolute gold.
Yeah.
Wear shorts, no sweating. This, you know, I mean, if you have to put a, I don't like to wear hoodies. I don't like to wear pants. I like to be free.
Yeah.
No nipping. I don't want to nip.
How was y'all's day after the show yesterday?
I think it's still going on. It was a little busy. Let's see. I currently have 31 unread text messages still that I haven't gotten to.
Yeah.
And I have like 5 million unread DMs.
Yep.
That I haven't gotten to.
You might want to check those, baby.
Yeah. So it's it was busy. It feels like it never ended.
Yeah.
Just constant.
Bob, I know our wives were communicating. I don't know whether I should say this. I'd never like to get Kristen in trouble.
Well,
I
always she was being at me about it, so I'm sure she was to Amanda.
I'm laying on the couch, or I'm sitting in a chair. Wife is on the couch. I think it's at about 9:30, and my wife gets a text message from Bobby saying, "How about this damn Jerry story?" And Kristen's point was, I'm not getting any husband time today. Tuesdays are supposed to be our day, and he's getting on me because he doesn't want to be distracted, focusing on everything. So my day yesterday, no nap, nothing. It was thousands and thousands and thousands of messages from the awesome Tolos and phone calls left and right with people in the media.
Yeah, and she was not thrilled with like trying to talk to me about things relating to our children and things in their lives, and then how I'd go, what? And then she'd be like, nothing, never mind, forget it. So at first she was fine. About hour eight of it, I think she definitely got a little annoyed, but not annoyed enough to not make me cereal last night. I've also got that, so we're at that 72 unread messages.
72.
It was busy. A lot of feedback and a lot of conversations with people of just, what do you think that was? It was an odd thing to, for all the pointed questions he's got over the year, I felt like a mild one to give the reaction that he did.
Mild series.
And so it was
I still don't know what the question was that set it off. Like, when people are like, that question, I'm like blacked out.
Yeah, I don't know. There was something about, because there was a couple that he shot back on.
Yeah.
There was not a singular question that was really a problem.
We asked him about...
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions.
We asked him about the idea of, if you keep saying execution, 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 at what point do you have to say, like, this is kind of these players and these aren't the right players for my team? And he said, well, we're not going to
That was your question. You did it.
But then he said, we're not going to get 20 players for San Francisco. And then that's where you went, okay, well, what about the off? That's the question. Yeah. And then that's when the thing started.
So we're going to update things at 6:20. Everything was cool and calm and fine for me until Jerry left the owners' meetings last night. That is when my jaw hit the ground. It hit the ground way more than during or after the actual interview yesterday. What Jerry Jones did in what some media members said to me, tripling down, I'm at a loss. I'm at a total loss. As usual, we're going to rely on the Tolos for your translation, advice, and help. We will update that at 6:20. Most surprising phone calls or text messages you got yesterday, because people are coming out of the woodwork that I have not heard from in years.
Yeah, there are quite a bit. I mean, other radio stations, people I've like in other markets that I've talked to, mostly media. And then you had people I used to work with from yesteryear.
Yeah.
That I hadn't heard from in a long, long time. It's funny because you don't hear from people forever. And I'd be guilty of this too. Like, I will go years without talking to somebody. And it has nothing to do with them. That's just who I am. I don't really communicate very well.
Your list was funny.
Like five unknown numbers that I wasn't even sure of. I was just like, thanks, man. It's crazy. I was like, dear God, please, like, just reveal yourself somehow.
Yeah.
I heard from a bunch of different people in the media. Heard from some girl I messed with 12 years ago.
What?
That's not a joke.
Bobby.
Is Kristen with that?
You guys have been together 13 years.
I know. slow down, Chuck.
Where's your wedding ring?
It's right here.
Oh.
I heard from everybody but mom yesterday. It was just
my mom texted me.
I was waiting for that father phone call, but...
God, you have to top Bobby's morbid joke about parents gone or about to be gone. As soon as I left the building, Nui Scruggs on the hotline. Nick Eatman yesterday, Mac Angle, Florio hit me up, Will Chambers. 7 missed calls. I never got up with Brian Broaddus. So it was interesting. And
yeah,
you had a lot of people in enemy territory hitting you up.
I did. I did have a lot of people in enemy territory. And then Randy Galloway texted me.
Hazel
Board Up, Mellow Melissa, who people around would remember that name. Mark Folliwell.
Yeah.
Cooperstein.
Corby was cool.
Corby was very cool. Grego.
Cows lose, cows stay.
It was
Grego.
Yep. Yep, it was a day, man.
Boy, there were a lot of all the commentary that was done about it yesterday too. There were a few instances, and because people were nice, I'm not going to point out which ones, but there were a few instances of like, damn, that person that I don't like had to come to our defense and now I have to feel good about this. Yes.
So, if you missed what Jerry did last night in leaving the owners' meetings, we'll recap it all. The rest of the entire country reacting to the interview yesterday. We'll dive right into it at 6:20 here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. But we are a sports show, so I feel like we should start with some news and scores. And how about the perfect one to connect to the Cowboys? Because again, if you listen to the Joneses, we're just not technically allowed to make any moves in season. We signed Dak and CD. What the hell else do you want from us? Well, as fate and timing would have it, Amari Cooper gets traded from the Cleveland Browns to the Buffalo Bills.
No, he didn't. No, that can't be
for
true.
For a seventh?
Yeah, it had to be a seventh, right? Because he's 2 years older.
He's 2 years older. That would be true. And the Cowboys got a fifth and a sixth.
Mm-hmm. Two years extra for his immune system to be ravaged
right,
due to not getting the jab.
Not getting the jab, so he's probably very, very weak.
Well, no, friends. It was not for less compensation.
Hmm.
It was for...
The same?
More.
Oh.
The Buffalo Bills gave up a third round pick it's Biden's fault.
Yeah, inflation.
Inflation with the trade market.
That's why Jerry's marketed so hard against it.
Amari for a third in 2025 and a seventh in 2026. And damn, does that make the Amari Cooper trade that we pulled off look even worse.
Looks even worse, man. Looks so bad. It makes it look... Now, listen, and some of these Cowboys stands will come to the defense and say, well, you know, the Cowboys were up against it, and there was nothing the Cowboys could do. That was the market.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, somehow the Browns found a different market.
Two years later,
they suddenly found a different market. So it's a bad look. And you know, it's the worst look for Jerry on the day like yesterday when he was just so unbecoming and petty. It's an awful look for the franchise.
Mike Fisher hit me up yesterday
and said, exclusive.
He said, read the Amari trade. Don't forget about the money. Cleveland is eating the money. I
Okay, so they're eating the money, so that would mean we're gonna take on some of the cash, but you're gonna give us more compensation in return for that.
Okay. I thought he was trying to like go back to the Cowboys Cleveland deal with monies that were eaten, accepted, is some type of justification for the Joneses and making the trade.
Well, wasn't Amari making $20 million at the time, which was an amazing value? Even 2 years ago, that was good value.
Turned out to be. The Cowboys did not see, none of us really saw in talk radio, at least us.
$35
million. Yeah, right, the wide receiver market exploding. I remember that topic and point from Cowboy fans defending the deal, saying you got to factor in the money and everything into it. So Fish had just brought that back up.
I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know why you'd get any sort of like extra compensation for, because that was done. They restructured the deal at the beginning of the year. And so the only thing the Browns take on is the guaranteed money, which is something they would have already restructured. They didn't do that for the Bills. They were already stuck with it. That would lower the value, I would think.
Look, I love the move for Buffalo. Let's just talk about the immediate impact. I was worried about their lack of weapons heading into the year when they did not have James Cook the other night at running back, and he's a receiving threat. It's like everything on Josh Allen. It felt like they had taken things off of Josh Allen's plate early on in the season, and then we have reverted back. So now you go and get a technician. I love the move for the Bills.
Yeah, he's still a really good player, Amari Cooper is. And, you know, there was even with the discussion of yesterday of why didn't Jerry maybe go make this move, or why wasn't this one acquired?
And as our insiders, Babe Laufenberg, said, Michael Irvin, a couple of years ago. And then I saw someone else, I think it was Ed Werder, who I hate to give any credit to. He said, look, not only were the Cowboys not interested in a reunion, Amari Cooper was not interested either.
Yeah, mutual. Amari Cooper likes guys in this locker room. I don't think Amari Cooper cares very much for anybody above the roster. And so that was reality. But this is a really clean technician and route runner who can still get open in a lot of really easy ways that'll create good throwing windows for Josh Allen. He's a legitimate threat for him. Next Gen Stats had this number yesterday. Amari Cooper leads the NFL with 473 air yards on incomplete targets this year. So, I mean, there's way more meat on the bone there with Amari Cooper than anybody else because Deshaun Watson's been so bad.
What was the better trade value? Amari for a third and a seventh, or Devontae Adams, who got traded during our show yesterday to the Jets for a third, and we now have additional details. The third becomes a second. If Devontae makes the Pro Bowl or he's all pro, or the Jets make the AFC Championship game.
I think there's a better chance they make the AFC Championship game than he's all pro.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, because we're halfway through the year, right?
And like, he's missed games.
And Amari actually...
God, are we halfway through the year almost?
The structure of the trade is still really weird. Because it's not just Amari for... Or it's not just Amari to the for a third and a seventh. This is Amari and a sixth. Like, Cleveland's sending a sixth rounder there. Like, there's Buffalo's still getting the better end of the back end of the trade deal, too. And that seventh that they're getting over there in Cleveland is for 2026. It's 2 years down the road. That's basically considered an undrafted free agent move. So to me, this is, I don't understand how this deal was made here. I would say Cooper probably a little better value.
If the Cowboys were to do either one, which one would you have preferred now that we know the price?
Cooper.
Okay.
I mean, for one, there's it should be a plug and play. With Dak, they know each other, right? They know each other's tendencies.
Yeah.
Not different offense, but they know each other's tendencies. And
both essentially probably, going for a third. The Devontae is probably going to end up being a third.
It's going to end up being a third. Yeah, unless, I mean, obviously.
And I think Devontae's better than Amari still.
Well, definitely I would look at it as, okay, so I get Amari Cooper and I get a better spot on day three in the draft. So, yeah, I'll definitely take that over Devontae, who's 2 years older. And I think a lot of Devontae's game may not be as sustainable as what Coop's is, which is Coop is so technically sound.
All right, we see you up on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. We know what you're waiting for. What Jerry Jones did last night to double down and leave us all speechless after walking out of the NFL owners' meetings. The Jerry fallout and how he tripled down next on Sean and RJ.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's do round two, shall we? Sean, RJ, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt here on your home for Jerry Jones every single Tuesday. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, 6 a.m. Club, for turning it on, leaving it on. In case you did not know, that is what TOLO stands for. In case you missed what the entire world is talking about from yesterday, here is a little clip of Jerry Jones during our interview yesterday.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why
I'm not kidding you.
Okay, as Mike Greenberg said yesterday on Get Up, he goes, "Man, it sounds even worse because they transcribed it." Yesterday, I honestly couldn't go back and listen to it. As Mac Angle, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, wrote a column about it, he said I had to turn it off. It got cringy. It got cringy for me. It got uncomfortable. The belittling, the bullying, cutting us off, the threat that was in there as well. It sounded even worse listening back.
There was about 8 cutoffs throughout the entire, 30 minutes? That was one of the longer ones we've done with them. That was one of the longer ones. It got cringy. It did. There's
Don't
no doubt
tell
about
me
it.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think there's no doubt that if we were smart,
yeah,
we changed the name of the show to the Yahoos.
No, the Yahoos.
The Yahoos, that's right.
That was Mike Florio's favorite thing. He calls me, he goes, "What's up, Yahoo?"
Yeah, that's what we need to change the name of the show to, the Yahoos, get shirts.
Yeah, so obviously the major question here that we're wondering, a lot of other people are wondering, is why? Why did this happen?
Yeah.
Bobby and I were going back and forth in commercial breaks. I'm like, I think it's planned. I think it was pre-planned. I think he's done it with KMC where he wants you listening to make yourself think he's just as ticked off as you are, and we're just the punching bags to receive it. Bobby, you disagreed a little bit.
Yeah, so I think when we got into that interview, I think he absolutely wanted to come at it from let me show my passion. Let me, you know, throw in one of my settle down just a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he absolutely got that direction. I think really quickly, he legitimately got mad, and then he kind of snapped. Because here's the thing to me. I think that there are a couple of areas where there's showman Jerry and then there's genuinely upset Jerry. And I don't think there's much that genuinely upsets him, but there's a few things. And one of those things, I think, is I don't think he likes, clearly over the course of his relationship with Jimmy Johnson and everything else, I don't think he likes his importance being diminished. He doesn't like having that happen.
Yeah.
he would have, I would think that being...
That's not unique to him, by the way.
If he walked in there, no, absolutely. If he walked in there calculated, intending to do that, then that's a massive miscalculation in how it was going to be received, because it was universally received as what a little man is how people received it.
Yeah.
And that diminishes. I can't imagine he wanted that. I think he just got angry, snapped, and it was received poorly.
So he went in trying to be tough tone, but then still snapped within that.
Yes.
That's probably what happened.
Because we've seen this from not just him, from everybody. I mean, every coach that does an interview or GM that has ever done an interview, they go in wanting to show the fans, hey, we're upset too. This will not stand.
Yes.
And
because what he did though with the threatening part, that is an all-time bad loss for him with the way it's being received. I had people in the business calling me yesterday and saying, you need to contact an employment attorney. You need to get representation. And we were like, is he talking about just moving shows? The way it's going to be perceived throughout the country is he's talking about just firing us. That's the easier headline. Yeah. That is the bigger headline, threatens to fire versus like, I'll just go on KNC. I'll go on G-Bag. I'll go on another show. Right.
Absolutely. That was how the perception is that was a threat to terminate.
Yeah.
Look, we got job offers yesterday. We did. We had
where? Where are we moving?
Let's see. Colorado. You want to go to Colorado?
I've never been.
Denver. We got job offers.
I could
yesterday.
Get this morning every day out there.
You would. Yeah. You would get a foot of snow.
Oh.
And a lot of bad sports. Yeah. But no. Yeah, the Colorado Rockies, right? No. It's but yeah. There's that's exactly how it's received.
Yeah.
No.
That was bad for him. That was really bad. Look, as I told Mike Bassick, I forgot to talk to Bassick last night. I know how irritating I can be, and I fight back and go back at people on social media to get zero negativity yesterday and upon thousands and thousands of messages. That tells me and shows how big of a mistake that was for Jerry Jones and how little and small and petty that was.
And that's the thing, is that it was so universal and so quick. Like you said, Get Up was like, when Mike Greenberg came back, it was like putting we're getting reports live from the scene. Hold on, we got breaking news. And he comes
back. There's a
like,
helicopter over Odyssey.
Yeah, he's like, do we have panels? Okay, we got panels. We got the transcript. I'm going to read this. We're working feverishly to get the audio. And that was the snap reaction from everybody. It took over all these different, even if you thought the Davante Adams things, the trade was going to somehow like undercut his headline, it really didn't. Like, people were still talking about Adams, but it was dominant what Jerry had said.
Well,
and I don't think he anticipated that.
Now let me get to what threw me for an absolute loop last night, and my jaw is still on the ground, because throughout the day, well, look, we're over guilty of this, taking you too much behind the curtain. We didn't hear anything from the bosses. We didn't hear anything from the Cowboys. All good, smooth sailing, until Diana Rossini, NFL reporter from The Athletic, tweeted this last night. Now, remember, if you listen to the interview, Jerry was getting ready to get on a flight to Atlanta for owners' meetings. After the owners' meetings, Rossini tweeted this. Just spoke to Jerry Jones about the incident. He said which, by the way, Jerry joked with Judy Batista walking by, like, hey, I'm late. He walked into the owners' meetings apparently like 1 minute before they started. He's like, I'm late. I don't want to have to push you out of the way or snap on you too. Ha ha. When I saw that, I was like, all right, things have settled down. Jerry may even call in today. I was with Choppy thinking there's a 50% chance Jerry calls in to make good today. I don't think so now. Rossini said, just spoke to Jerry. He said he doesn't mind the questions. It's the type of questions coming from the flagship. I call Bobby. I'm texting Choppy. What is that? And I'm like, I'm not even going to address it, because Rossini, to me, has been missing this offseason. Maybe she's just trying to get some clicks, whatever. I'm going to leave it alone. Well, then John Machota transcribed Rossini's follow-up in detail. Jerry on getting angry this morning. Quote, I don't know that I would go as far as calling the volume connotation is yelling, okay? But the facts are that I'm going to be grilled by the tribunal if I'm going to be. I don't need it to be the guys I'm paying. I can take it from fans and take it from other people. I take a lot of pride in how fair and how much I try to work with the media. We're brothers and sisters. But I was a little frustrated there today. The wrong ones were doing the questioning. Now, if those had been real fans sitting there, or if there had been people that knew what they were talking about, football people, I might have had a different answer. Color me floored.
Yeah.
Speechless.
That's the one where it was like, I did not hear. I mean, I heard from some media members before that. It was after that. That's when the flood really happened, where it was like, can you confirm that you're not employed by the Dallas Cowboys?
That is when Kristen really got mad, because it was winding down. I was like, all right, we're about to. And then when that happened, I was like, well, this is now I'm hearing more from people than I did earlier. Yeah. Today.
And like, Sarah got really upset with that. It takes a lot to get me upset. I didn't get upset, but it was like, you know what? Screw you, man. Like,
It's really insulting.
Yeah.
Really demeaning, really insulting. And again, out of nowhere. We have done 14 years of interviews with this man.
Never had anything close to that.
How many interviews did you total that up
to? It's 20 a year, right? Ish, because you playoff games and preseason. So 20 a year. Times this will be the 14th year we've done it. I mean, that's 280 interviews.
We have covered segregation with this man. Do you understand that? Let me say that again. We covered segregation. Yeah. We've covered scandals. We've covered Kaepernick. We've covered kneeling. We've covered Garrett getting fired, and never this venom and this type of anger and disgust from Jerry. And I can't figure it out. I have no idea. And here's the biggest thing that's boggled my mind. It's not even what Jerry is saying, like, about us personally. They don't know football. You put me with real fans, which I promise you, Jerry, that's the last thing you want or you would be able to handle. I promise you that. The greatest compliment I've paid to Jerry Jones over 15 years, and Choppy, I know this when you go on other radio stations, the markets, and they ask about dealing with Jerry, and I've said it every time, over and over. This man is the greatest media ally and friend you could ever dream for in this position. Never has he controlled the message, ask me this, here's the sheet of paper. Never. And for damn sure it's a fact that I don't get paid or compensated by Jerry Jones, which I would love to be. Odyssey signs my checks. I don't even believe we have a financial, I don't want to get too much into station business and affairs. Like, a lot of times, though, with teams, the financial arrangement is we get Jerry and McCarthy and a player show and all that. The team gets the commercial inventory when the games are aired. So there's no exchange of monies. Does that make sense to everyone? Like, when the Cowboys games are being played, we don't get to sell those commercials and make money off that. The Cowboys, they get all that. And in exchange, we get the name of Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, the coach, player. So Jerry does not pay us. And the second biggest mistake I think Jerry made yesterday, besides I'll threaten your jobs or however you want to take it, destroying the well-earned reputation of not controlling the media, giving the impression that you want state-run media like you're Vladimir Putin. I'll get guys in to ask me the questions I want. I'll replace. I don't want the flagship asking me tough questions after a disastrous loss or when my head coach is on the hot seat. That is so damaging to him. It's not true either. Like, I'm defending Jerry Jones here, and he's doing the opposite. When I was in D.C., Dan Snyder owned the two Redskin stations, Team 980 and I think it was 92.7. There was an FM and an AM. Snyder listened, he monitored, he interfered, he controlled. He did all the things that people think Jerry does here. And Jerry does not own the radio station. I don't understand why he blew that up, he's trying to blow it up.
He's not been sensitive ever. There's been other owners in town that have been way more sensitive about the message. Jerry has only gotten upset if you got personal with him.
Yes.
If you made
comments. That's the only rule.
Yeah, that was the only. If you made comments about, I mean, I don't want to get in what you made comments about.
Appearance, whatever. Just like family stuff.
Family. Yeah. Just don't get personal. That's all he's ever cared about. He's never had an issue with any of the content regarding the football team.
Yeah.
with the moves, with his job, the kind of job he's done. Yeah. He's never had a problem with this. That's what made this more stunning.
Yeah.
And more like really disappointing as the day went on with those doubling, tripling down on the, I'm paying these guys. Like that's just, it made me just really kind of just lose a lot of respect in that regard.
They're 3-3 and he can talk all he wants about, it's nothing like Wade Phillips at 1-7 and everything else. I think the reality is it is one more year, and that Detroit game on Sunday, Jerry realized my team isn't good. And I can't do anything about it. They're not good.
Yeah.
And I've lost another year at an opportunity to build on my legacy. And I think that's starting to upset him. Just like it was around this time. It was mid-October, I think it was, when he snapped at KNC in 2020. When they realized, this team sucks. And I think he's getting to that point.
All right. Some of your Tolo reaction on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. We do have to talk about an actual successful team in the Metroplex with the blazing start for the Dallas Stars, baseball playoffs as well, and more Jerry fallout next on Sean and RJ.
Johnston scores! Perfection! In the shootout! On the homestand! For the season so far! And the Stars outlast the Sharks 3-2.
Yo! What is going on? The expectations are not crumbling your hockey team. Good morning, Metroplex. Hump Day edition of Sean, RJ, and Roberto here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Shannon Sharp and Michael Irvin having our backs yesterday. We will bring you that audio at 7:20 here on The Fan. But there are two teams in the National Hockey League, RJ Choppy, who stand at 4-0. One is in Calgary, and the other is right here in the Metroplex as the
Stars, baby.
As the Stars beat San Jose 3-2 in a shootout.
Yeah, and San Jose's one of those teams, like, get them now, because like their pipeline looking pretty good. There's an article on them this morning that like they're the number one prospect team. These GMs love prospects, but they're that next team that's coming up in a couple of years. But they're not on the level of the Stars, and really very few teams are. In the NHL, they had back-to-back shutouts leading into this game.
Didn't trail all year until this game.
So 4-0, keep it going. Calgary, really good job by them with the Johnny Gaudreau kind of memorial that they had for him with their home opener. That was really cool. It was really touching. But the Stars are rolling right now.
Ottinger making some big saves last night. Spittle sent this. Ottinger in net so far, 3 games, 1.63 goals against, a .948 save percentage. Look at the balanced scoring. 11 to 20 players have at least a point. 11 through 20, and all four lines are contributing. Penalty killing is at 91%, including killing a 5-on-3 last night for a minute 30 seconds. So, there are your Dallas Stars. What are you smirking about?
Oh, it's just a text I saw from the boss.
Oh.
That was the good thing about Ottinger playing as well as he is early is just that. I know that was the one thing in all the content I was taking in leading up to the hockey season. That was the big thing they were talking about was Ottinger, down year last year, needs to bring it back up. We need the old Otter. We need the old Otter. We don't need the new Otter. That's what we got.
Yeah, you know, the way the league has gone, like, you know, you get a hot goalie. It's always been the thing, right? Get a goalie. You need an elite goalie to win. Now it's just like you need kind of a goalie that is good. Just, you know, it's almost like defense in the NFL. Like, you want a defense that's not outside the top 10 to 12, right? Just give yourself a chance, and the rest of your team will pick up the slack.
So after 3 home games in 4 nights, the Stars will play at the Caps tomorrow night. Baseball playoffs going down.
Judge, it's a high fly to center. Back goes Thomas on the track near the wall. She's gone! Aaron Judge hit the ball so high, you wondered. It came down in Monument Park. It's a Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
The New York Yankees are 2 wins away from the World Series. They double up Cleveland in the Bronx 6-3 New York.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, they're Judge's first home run of the entire postseason, which has been a kind of a tough go for him. But he did get a few RBIs. He had a sac fly in the game as well. And if Cleveland is not going to win that game where Gerrit Cole struggles to get out of the fifth inning and doesn't even make it out of the fifth. He struggled to get out of the fourth.
Yeah.
And he got into the fifth, and the bases were loaded. There was, I think, nobody out when they took him out of the game finally. Then they got no chance to win the series if they're not going to beat him on that night when he's up dang near 100 pitches.
Yes.
As he's starting the fifth inning.
Look, I know it. I know the Mets are tied at one, and that series could go a certain direction, especially with as well as the Mets have played lately. It does feel, baseball especially, seems to always have some fluky team that gets to the World Series or there's some run. It seems to be one of the more unpredictable ones in terms of getting consistently the best teams in there. This one has felt more inevitable, I think, for people than any matchup that we've gotten in a while. Like, we're just, it's Yankees and Dodgers. It's felt like that all year.
And I'm really interested to see.
That's what I want now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want Yankees-Mets. I just don't want that. I'm interested to see what the TV ratings would be for that, for Dodgers and Yankees. Because it's never going to get back to what it was, what Twins-Braves getting $40 million or whatever back in 91. We're never going to see those days again. But you might get the $30 million for that series just because the market sizes alone.
Fox, of course, back to their national playoff coverage with Jeter and A-Rod and Ortiz and Kevin Burkhardt. By the way, Tom Brady is the Cowboy curse. You should want Tom as far away from Cowboy games as possible. They get destroyed every time he's doing one of their games.
Give me Greg Olson back, man.
He is, of course, partners on air with Kevin Burkhardt. Kevin Burkhardt arrived back from his football duties to host on the baseball set, and David Ortiz had to get his little jokey joke in.
And I'm Kevin Burkhardt. I miss
you
guys.
Hey, Kevin. Good to have you back, man. Are the Cowboys ever going to win again?
Not when I call them, apparently. That's not been the trend lately, so I'm glad to be back.
How about them Cowboys?
Ooh, baby. Glad to be back with baseball with you guys.
Why don't you make a stupid T-shirt of it, David, as you're trying to be Charles Barkley of baseball, and it's not funny. Keep forcing things, Poppy.
Yeah, it's look. I mean, my biggest thing now is
somebody else to ask you.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. I'm concerned now. Let's just make sure that Big Poppy doesn't get fired from MLB Fox. Jeremy may swoop in.
Speaking of that, other sports commenting on the Cowboys. Pat Doney yesterday noticed Mark Cuban on First Take. And when they were going to commercial break, someone left Mark Cuban's microphone on. Listen to what he said about Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, a little defensive. We're going to react next.
I feel bad for Jerry. I really do. I like him.
I feel bad for Jerry. I really do. Sounds like he said, I love him at the end.
Yeah. Look, you could tell it's he feels bad. Does he feel bad because he can't stay away? Does he feel bad because Jerry's just getting older and just can't help himself sometimes? It's almost like he can't have, maybe he thinks like he can't have, be out of the spotlight, right? And that's part of playing into what it is. Because like when he's on twice a week and he's on after the game a lot, especially at home, right? He talks after home games.
And pregame with Christy.
And pregame.
On this station.
You know, you give him credit, he's never shied away from putting himself out there. But like, when you're going to put yourself out there, you got to be able to deal with the criticism sometimes.
And then Bobby found, I thought, a really enlightening and refreshing and honest clip from Cuban going on Shaq's podcast explaining why he really sold the Mavericks.
I sold the team for two reasons. One, my kids are 15, 18, and 21 now, right? It puts a lot of pressure on them as I get older to make a decision. Are they going to run the team? It's worked out for some families and others. The kids just hate it, leave it, you know, resentful. I don't want to put my kids in that position. And second, you know, I talked about being the tech guy and the media guy, having an edge when I first came in. Like, I knew nobody else did. So I always had an edge. But so what's happening now, you saw it with Golden State, now with Boston, build all around the arena, and the arena becomes a central point for some bigger real estate development. I don't know shit about that. And so for me to say, okay, I'm going to put up $1 billion, even if I had to borrow it or whatever, and bring in a partner to run that for me, that's a big risk. 100 people will come in and say, I'll do it for you, and I know what I'm doing. But I just didn't want to be in that position of, you know, not knowing and being able to control my own destiny.
Which maybe to RJ's point, when he says on set yesterday, I feel bad for Jerry, I do. Maybe that's where Mark Cuban says he needs to come to a realization that I had, which is, where's my competitive edge anymore?
Yeah, how about that self-reflection?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's something that Jerry obviously lacks, that self-reflection, putting the stubbornness to the side. And very few people are as stubborn as Mark Cuban. I never hear Mark admit that he doesn't know something, except on Shark Tank. And he's like, that's not for me. I can't add any value. For that reason, I'm out. But here's talking about real estate development as a reason.
Because I think what he means is in this competitive area where you're trying to, you know, leverage certain deals to improve the standing of the team, make it a more attractive destination, everything else, he's lost that. Because his big drive...
And he ends up partnering up with the biggest casino people in Vegas because right. They know how to develop.
Exactly.
They know how to develop, trust me.
I don't know if it was... I mean, I know you weren't in the... city at this time, Sean. So I don't know if nationally it was recognized like this, but here locally, Cuban always used to drive home the point of, we're putting PlayStation 2s in the locker. Yeah. We're doing this.
And it
was all about like, look, we're making this a comfortable destination. Yeah. And I think that's part of what he's talking about is I knew how to have a competitive edge there that I don't know how to anymore.
And when that building was put up, there was nothing around that stadium. Literally nothing. They had actual parking lots. You didn't need garages.
Which building?
The American Airlines Center. Oh. There, and now it's like, it's a city. It's literally the middle of the city.
Rest in peace, Fan Sports Lounge. Yeah. All right, we have a Tolo ticket giveaway for you sticking by our side during the 7 o'clock Expressway. Shannon Sharp absolutely annihilates Jerry Jones. That and Michael Irvin audio you have to hear. This is a gigantic college football weekend. RJ Choppy gets you set for it with a college football kegger after this.